You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We want to talk now about Ebola. The current outbreak in West Africa is the worst on record and feels as if it is out of control. More than 3,500 people have contracted the illness. More than 2,000 have died. It's also meant profound changes to everyday life. Curfews, containment zones, a near halt to the agricultural production and mining that are staples of the region's economy. Balmed Holdings buys and sells cocoa, coffee, and cashews in Sierra Leone. They have more than 50 employees, and they work with thousands of local farmers. Medgar Brown is the CEO of Balmed, and he joins us over the phone from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
How are you doing?
Can you describe what Freetown is like for me right now?
Freetown at the moment is obviously going through a very stressful time. Everybody is on high alert, trying their very best to stay at arm's length from each other. And very little activities are going on in terms of business. It's a bit of a stressful time at the moment.
My understanding is that several of your farms are in the main quarantine and containment areas that are essentially under government control right now. How is that affecting your business?
It's virtually put the business at a standstill. Most of the areas where we're buying cocoa from is under quarantine at the moment. I mean, that's the eastern part of the country in Kalan District mainly, and Kenema. So yes, we are not actually operating at the moment. We've got about 1,000 acres worth of seedlings sat around at the moment where we cannot outplant. And we're not the only traders. There are other traders that are experiencing the same problems. There are some traders which are trying to do some sort of buying. But for us, it's pretty much a standstill.
Are you able to know if the people you are working with are sick or are affected?
Yes, we are in regular contact with our farmers in those areas where we have communications. In an area called Boidu, very close to Koindu, where the whole thing started from, where it came down from the Guinea axis, we've got, I think now, two farmers that have actually died from Ebola that we know of. And the other areas that we're working in Kailaun, most of those areas now are affected by Ebola.
Sierra Leone has been through so much, and businesses like yours have been a way for a lot of people to get their economic feet under them. I wonder what you think about the effect that Ebola is going to have economically going forward on a country that has finally moved forward from a lot of strife.
Well, I would say it's going to be catastrophic. I think it's going to take a long time for recovery to kick back in. And in some senses, it probably might even be worse than the war effect, because it's spreading rapidly at the moment and everything's at a standstill and we don't know when it's going to end.
Does it feel hard to run a business when people are worried about their lives, their children, on a day-to-day level?
Oh, for sure. We need these people to work. They need to work so they can have an income, or we need to run a business. And when you're doing agriculture, it's pretty much a joint thing. So, it's very distressing if people can't go to work and earn a living, but having to go to work in fear or not even go to work at all.
Are you even able to pay the people who work for you right now?
So far, we've been able to keep them paid, even though they're not going to work, because obviously they would need some sort of money coming in from somewhere. So far, everybody that's working for us is fully paid. So that will at least help them in their situation. And we're also trying to link with the NGOs that we have been working with for some time to see how best we can facilitate getting food to farmers in the field, helping the NGOs with some surveys, because these are the areas which we're working in. So we're doing the best that we can to assist under the circumstances.
How long do you think you can stay in business in this way?
I don't think that we can go on for perhaps another 2 months, maybe. And then maybe we'll cut the salaries down to half And then we'll get to the point where we probably have to stop. But it's, you know, we're running into the ground if we're just paying people for sitting around doing nothing. Yeah, so it's not going to go on for much longer, I don't think, for us anyway.
How are you holding up emotionally?
Well, I'm actually sitting in Freetown, which is the capital, as you may know. And, yeah, it's not easy.
Medgar Brown, CEO of BalMed, thank you so much for talking with us. And good luck.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.